Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As Americans prepare for the biggest shopping day of the year tomorrow, some of us might be seeing and maybe even clicking on a new kind of ad, one that flows in a stream of our friends' photos on Instagram. They are very well targeted and, as a result, surprisingly effective. Ben Brock Johnson covers tech for Here and Now. Hi, Ben. Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble, Jerry.
Okay. So what is it that Instagram is doing right? Because I have to say, over the last several months, they've gotten me a number of times. I've either almost bought something that I see on Instagram, or I've bought something that I see on Instagram, and it never works for me on Facebook. It doesn't really work for me on Twitter, but for some reason, they are targeting me with exactly what I want.
Yeah, Jeremy, Instagram is really good at this. I've had this experience too. And a big part of Instagram kind of being in your head in this way is that it's owned by Facebook, which is a thing that a lot of people forget, and it seems obvious to say. But there are really two data sets at work here, right? There's the Facebook data set, and then there's the Instagram data set. And when Facebook sort of lays these data sets about you over each other, it actually knows a ton about you. It knows a ton of your likes and interests and behaviors, and they can really combine these data sets, one from your Instagram profile and one from your Facebook profile, so they know a ton about your behavior online and can sort of serve you ads that way.
And I would assume that they know what your friends are buying, and maybe that helps them determine what you might buy.
Absolutely. I mean, this is part of the big data world that we live in. And, you know, it just so happens that part of the design of Instagram makes it really, really, really easy for them to serve you ads in really effective ways.
Because when you look at an ad on Instagram, it looks just like somebody's photo until you actually take a closer look at it. It's not like a little box off in the corner of the screen. It is the whole screen, just like a photo would be on your phone.
Yeah. And you know, we talk about this idea, right? This idea of native advertising, that the thing where advertisements look pretty much exactly like regular content. And on Instagram, you don't really notice the same pair of shoes are following you around, for instance, like it would elsewhere on the internet, because unlike a web page where you would always see that certain box where the ad is and see the sneakers there, it's all squares. They all look the same. And this is the key difference between the advertising feel of Facebook, which these days feels very cluttered and messy, and Instagram, where it feels more natural. This makes you both more likely to click on something that is an ad and also less likely to remember what's an ad and what is not as you're scrolling. And this is why in the last 3 years, Instagram's global ad revenue has gone from about $500 million to a projected $7 billion in 2018.
I'm glad that you brought up sneakers, because I bought Allbirds after seeing them on Instagram. And whenever I see anybody else with those shoes, it's kind of a newish brand of shoes. They also got it because they saw an ad on Instagram.
Yeah, absolutely. And Instagram is really taking this very specific granular data about what you like and what your friends like, and using that to serve you stuff that it thinks you want or need.
So I'm looking at my Instagram feed right now, and I've got a photo and then an ad for a clothing company I've never heard of. Perfect for travel, it says. Then I've got a photo, a photo, a photo, a photo. Then an ad for Bon Appetit magazine.
Okay, interesting.
Then another photo, 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 photo. Then an ad for Italian wool Blake stitched shoes. Photo, photo.
You're a traveler
photo.
Who's interested in food.
And sock and... club. I've got sock club. I know. What is it?
Well, Instagram does use cookies, right? Just like any other part of the internet, it attaches these text files to your behavior as you move around within apps and on the web. And they use that to serve you advertisements that they hope will be super relevant.
And it's working. Somebody's it's totally making some money on this.
Well, and the interesting thing, too, about Instagram, right, is that Instagram, you know, everything on Instagram in a way is an advertisement. You're advertising your best life as a user. It's aspirational. And on top of that, you know, regular posts, in quotes again here, are increasingly full of product placement. So in a way, ads on Instagram aren't this additional thing anymore. They're actually everything. They're really woven seamlessly throughout. And the more advertising is hard to identify as advertising, the more the consumer is being manipulated in a way without really realizing it, right? So for an advertiser, that's great. For a user, it's a little murky. And if Instagram becomes this place that's chock full of insidious advertising and other people living these perfect, beautiful lives are telling you that you need to buy something to live yours, what is the psychological impact of that? And I just want to raise this. Last week, the University of Pennsylvania released a study that looked at two groups of grad students who use Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. The group whose use of those apps was limited to 10 minutes a day for 3 weeks showed significant reduction in depressive behavior and loneliness. Mm. So, Jeremy, once you buy the shoes, you know, put the phone down and go for a walk in those shoes, I guess.
Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Ben, thanks again. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too, Jeremy. Thanks.